John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
You have Todd Click and you have the other officers that continue to investigate this. Why the bad blood between the unified command and these other officers doing this investigation? I don't quite understand why there was ever like a tearing of this apart where all these over here believe this and all these over here believe that. I mean, why are they at opposing places when they're coming from the same side?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because, I mean, look, it's not unusual for different agencies to not play well sure. with each other. You know, I mean, it's competitive. You know, people want to get the bust. It's, you know, it helps the career. They want it to be their case. So, but this was different because they were really like Unified Command was made up of a bunch of different agencies, and Click, Ferency, and Murphy were all from different agencies as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever the case may have been in terms of why these guys decided, look, we understand that Unified Command is abandoning this theory of what happened. We are not. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to investigate it. And whatever those conversations that were going back and forth, if there were any conversations, because what Click testifies to is that he basically says they didn't want to hear anything. Mm-hmm. You know, we call them and we say, look, this Johnny Messer guy's got this phone that you're definitely going to want to get. His girlfriend has it, and it's got stuff from 2017 on it, from right around when the girls, you know, went missing to the time when they're discovered. And that seems like that's important information that you want to get. And she has the phone in her possession. She calls Jerry Holman, who's part of the Unified Command, who's an Indiana State Trooper, and he's a detective with them. He's now a first sergeant. And he's like, hey, Jerry, you're going to want to go get this phone. Jerry says, yeah, I'll go get it. You know, 2 weeks goes by, and Click calls the woman who's got the phone, the ex of this guy, Johnny Messer, who, again, is another one of the alternate suspects. And she's like, no, I didn't hear from anybody. Nobody came and got the phone. So, like, Click is calling the defense's investigator and saying, hey, man, so I tried to let Indiana State Police know that there's this phone that we call the Goldilocks phone that may be of great interest, and they don't want to go get it. Do you guys want to go get it? You know, it's like I was talking to Allison. We were doing our live last night, and I'm like, Al, in all our years of 20 years, how many times have we ever had a cop that was a part of an investigation on a murder that we're currently the defense attorneys on, and saying to us, hey, I've got evidence that you need to go get because the Indiana State Police doesn't want to go get it. I mean, yeah, like, can you like try to wrap your mind, and it's never happened.
No,
ever.
It's like, insane.
There's something going on with this case that's just off, man. Like, I've been saying it for months, and it's beyond like tunnel vision, you know?
No, this is like on purpose. We're going to avoid going down this road at all because you never know what door you may open here. And maybe there's something there that they don't want exposed. Maybe there's someone within their ranks they don't want exposed, or I don't know. But I mean, that's the only thing that can come to mind at this point, because there's no reason to be going this hard specifically at Rick Allen if you don't have a strong case. Why not look at these other? Why not look at the people who said, I spit on her or on the girls? I mean, crazy. Who else would you be looking at closely? I mean,
I can't. Dude, like, no one can ever make that not matter to me.
No.
Like, this whole Elvis Fields thing. And it's like, so Click got on and testified. And like, one of the first things he said when Baldwin's asking him about when Richard Allen was arrested is that he said he got a copy of the PCA. He read through it, and that he was shocked. This is a quote. He was shocked and confused as to why they had arrested Richard Allen.
Yeah.
When he was thinking in relation to the evidence that they had compiled against these other individuals. And in his mind, it was much stronger than what they had put in the PCA.
Sure.
I felt vindicated because I'd been saying that since the minute I laid eyes on that PCA. I'm like, this thing is weak. I'm like, if this is the guy, they better have more.
Yeah.
Because this isn't enough. It's not even close to enough. And granted, is it enough for probable cause? Yeah, that's a low threshold. But what I always try to tell people is, they're not going to keep out the strongest evidence. So that caused him to then go seek advice of an attorney. You've got to understand, you've got a cop who conducted his own investigation with two other cops who, once they arrest Richard Allen, feels so compelled to do something about it that he goes seeks advice of an attorney to say, what should I do? Like, what what do I do here?
Yeah.
And this former prosecutor, now criminal defense attorney, says, I think that you write a letter to Nick McClellan just to make sure that he got the information that you guys were able to produce during your investigation regarding these alternate spots. We have no idea if Unified Command gave that to McClellan.
Sure.
We don't know that independently. So he's like, you write a letter, certify it, send it to McClellan, just say, hey, like, I just want to make sure, number one, a couple things. One, I want you guys to explain to me so I understand it, you know, why you arrested him, you know, because I'm not seeing it based on what you had in the PCA. And two, I want to make sure that you got all the information that we've gathered over the last couple of years regarding this other line of investigation. I just want to make sure, you know, for your sake, for the girl's sake, for justice's sake, that you have that information at your disposal, because I'm confused.
Yeah.
As to why Richard Allen was arrested. And that ends up turning into, you know, McClellan doesn't get a hold of him. He gets a call from none other than Jerry Holman. Says, hey, come on in. You know, why don't you bring all of your stuff with you? And we're going to ease your mind. We're going to let you know. We're going to tell you some stuff that's going to make you feel way better about the Richard Allen thing. And this all came out in testimony. That's what I'm saying. It was like, to me, it was so eye-opening. Mm-hmm. Because you're hearing it from a cop, again, sitting in a room with at least three of the guys from the Unified Command staring dead at him while he's testifying under oath. You know, you have to try to think about that dynamic.
Yeah.
Where you basically have a cop whistleblowing on other cops.
Yeah.
And they didn't do the job. And ultimately, he gets to the Indiana State Police and goes in the room. You know, he hands over the thumb drive, so he's smart enough not to bring all his original materials. He's still got his investigation, and they end up basically telling him zero. They don't tell him anything. They don't ease his mind at all, and they just say, look, you know, we appreciate this, we're gonna take all your information in, and you know, we'll digest it, and you know, just have faith that, you know, we're going to do a good job here. As he's walking out of the Indiana State Police interview room, he sees that they have Brad Holder sitting on a bench waiting to get interviewed. So it's like they orchestrate this entire thing to where the way that they're going to ease Click's mind in terms of why they may have arrested Allen, and they're continuing to look into, you know, their angle is that they have Holder sitting out there so that he can lay eyes on this guy while he's walking out.
So they're
that
gonna
was
go,
their big yeah. attempt to ease yeah. his mind.
They're going
to
go interview Holder before even going over the information, before developing the questions that you may want to ask this person based right. on this evidence. Like, oh yeah, boom, we got this. We'll look at it later. Let's have the interview with him first.
Right.
We do interviews all the time. It's like going into an interview having no idea what the hell you're talking about, but having to be exactly. ready to go.
And it all relates back to why the motion was filed, which was that the original interview from February 17th of 2017 was vanished.
Yeah.
So not only do you not have them ever looking at the evidence that they compiled over the past couple of years regarding these other fellas, but they also don't have the original interview, allegedly, to be able to go back and look from 5 years ago to what was asked in that particular interview. It doesn't exist, at least they're claiming,
yeah.
in the world anymore for a cop to be able to go back and review. Because you have to understand, when cops are interviewing and they know that the thing's being filmed and recorded, they're not going to take typically the type of notes that they would otherwise if there's no video recording on it there. They have to keep, you know, they're taking copious notes because that's what they're going to rely on when they eventually down the road prepare the report. Here, you've got these cops who were in here, and it wasn't just Holder. It was like everybody who had given the tips on Holder. All those interviews were lost. Like, Brad Holder was on the radar because, like, when the tip line started and they were asking law enforcement and was saying, hey, if you know anything, call us. Many people called in saying, you need to look at this Brad Holder guy. So, like, all of those interviews of those people that were then called in and saying, all right, well, why do you think that we need to look at Brad Holder? Like, what specifically in your mind is leading you to the point where you're picking up a phone and calling law enforcement and saying, because that's a big step.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, for you to just call in and willy-nilly just start accusing people of things is a big step.
Yeah.
You know, so they would, of course, have interviewed everybody that called in those tips to see what brought them to the point where they're picking up the phone and actually making the call. So those were all lost. You know, so it's like everything that happened in those critical first days of the investigation are vanished. So, yeah, man, it was, and from my perspective, Tony, because mainstream media was not covering this the way that I felt that they should be, which is really at all, you know, that's why we ordered the transcript. And, yeah, and we read through every word of it on our live last night, Allison, my law partner wife.
Yeah.
Because I want the public to hear it. I want to hear that there's this cop who was working with two other cops who were all legit cops. Had a very different theory of this case, you know? So it's interesting, man.
I mean, the one thing, I mean, does Brad Holder have something on all these cops or on Unified Command or somebody in there? And that's why we're protecting Holder, because he may, I don't know. I mean, all these things go through your mind of like, right, what is going on here? Where is the phone today? The Goldilocks phone?
I believe that it is in the possession of the defense. So they got it. They sent their investigator to go pick it up, and then they sent it to go get extracted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in their possession. And, you know, I mean, like, all this stuff will come out at trial, whether or not, like, is Patrick Westfall stupid enough to have kept a phone from 2017? Probably not. You know, because if they're using Cellebrite can, it'll extract deleted materials,
yeah,
like almost to, you know, above 90-95% typically. You know, it like there's nothing really deleted from the hard drive of your phone. So, you know, the question then becomes, is that the same phone? I mean, most of us update phones every year or two.
Yeah.
You know, and when that happens, if you haven't saved or backed everything up to the iCloud, if you have an iPhone, or whatever the Droid or Google version of it is, you know, you're not going to have all that information. That's going to be, you've wiped your phone by way of getting a new phone. So, you know, all that stuff's going to come out, you know, and there was argument about that. But, you know, my biggest concern is that Gull is going to try to cut them off at the knees from getting any of this stuff in because of what I was talking about before, which is really why I believe that Baldwin filed this, to really get the judge hearing it firsthand, because he just didn't have faith that she read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's different hearing it right from the cop's mouth, because there is no interpretation, you know, where you're speculating, okay, well, you know, the defense is just twisting the words of what Todd Click said, you know, in order to meet their purposes in the memo. This eliminates that and takes that out of the equation, because you're hearing it firsthand out of the cop's mouth. That's why it was so important.
Why did she not read the damn memo? Is we're talking just laziness here on her part? Or, I mean, because I wonder if it's just like one of these other cogs in this wheel where maybe there's some deception going on over here to cover up something. And maybe you got somebody who's just lazy over here that doesn't want to do part of their job. And it all meshes together to make one thing, a square wheel, basically, that's not going to turn.
I don't know.
I
honestly don't know. But, you know, all of these things, like you said, just make your mind wander to places that, you know, our mind shouldn't be wandering in a case like this, you know, because ultimately at the end of the day, you know, what really matters is that they get the right persons that killed these two beautiful girls.
Yeah.
That's the only goal. Right. It seems like they're not interested in it.
You know?
I mean, that's just the way it appears, and whether or not that's true, I guess it'll shake out at trial, but man, it sure doesn't seem like it, you know?
It's become a battle of egos, more so than anything, but my God. Well, there we go. That's our latest.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.